Nashville's historic Edge Hill neighborhood is debating whether to apply a conservation overlay to a small portion of the community. As WPLN's Mariba Knight reports, the plan has divided longtime residents over its effects on the neighborhood.
The proposal covers 43 acres, or roughly 200 homes. If passed, it would set restrictions on demolitions and renovations for property owners. Ronnie Miller is for the overlay. He's lived in Edge Hill for 66 years, and his home falls within it. He wants to stem the tide of development that in recent years has transformed this historically African-American neighborhood.
At the rate we're going now, these homes will be demolished if we don't do some type of protection. The overlay seems to be the best way to preserve a community.
Miller, who is African-American, cherishes Edge Hill's rich history as one of Nashville's oldest communities of color, one that emerged out of a slave contraband camp following the Civil War. But Charles Howe, who is also African-American and whose home is in the proposed overlay, equates the plan to another form of redlining, saying it creates a disparity that will only hurt Black property owners in the long run.
The very few Black families that are left are largely in very small houses, and what is being proposed is going to lock their houses into staying small.
The proposal is going up for a vote at the Planning Commission this week. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mariba Knight.